This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
Here we go. It's time for the I Beg to Differ debate playoffs. The playoffs got off to a great start yesterday. We saw 15-year-old Stephanie Ame pick up the number 15 slot or spot. And that means that there's only one spot, the 16th seed, still up for grabs. Today I have in the studio two debaters ready to battle for that final spot. They are about to go head to head, win or go home. And after today's debate, the winner will return next week, Monday, for the round of 16. And for a chance at the quarterfinals 2 weeks from now. And after that, the semifinals, and then the final, and then one winner, 1 million naira. It's so great to be back. A big thank you to all our partners and all our sponsors who have made this happen. Webster University is our prize sponsor. Obiwizi.com is back. They have provided prizes for the top debaters. RLG Communications is back. They are an original equipment manufacturer, and as usual, they're providing their brand name tablets for those who make it to the end. Storm Body Spray is a new partner. They're providing goodie bags for the top 16. So if you are in a store and you see a can of Storm Body Spray, pick one up and think about the children who will be enjoying these gifts, courtesy Storm Body Spray. Booker Hot is our food sponsor. They'll make sure that our debaters are very well fed. So now, let's debate. Let me introduce our playoff contestants. Our first debater is a 13-year-old JS3 student at Kaylee College, Fabian Chibundo. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
Our second debater is a 12-year-old JS3 student at New Estate Baptist Secondary School, Demilade Akinfede. Welcome to I Beg to Differ. All right. And the contestants have been told the rules, but for those who are tuning in for the first time and for the benefit of our contestants, here the rules are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will support, one of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. And then you will each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points that your opponents have made. Remember, the clock is the clock. Our panel of judges will score your rounds based on number, quality, and originality of points made. Unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase regardless of how eloquently you make those points. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation are great if you want to score highly. Number of opponents' points addressed is important during the rebuttal round. The strength of your rebuttal of each point could determine whether you win or whether you go home. Now, if your scores are tied, there'll be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides and you'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You will be scored for new points entirely that your opponent missed, and you'll be scored for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on, and you have 3 minutes to do both. Now, both of you know your topic already. Senior secondary specialization between arts and science is a net positive. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got a coin to decide this. This is new. Usually we write it in a piece of paper, but for this edition of the tournament, we're using a coin. We're tossing a coin. So I have heads written on here, and there's a tail. Well, not written, but there's a head and there's a tail on this coin, right? Fabian, you're going to choose either heads or tails. If the coin lands on the one you choose, you'll support the motion. If it lands on the other side, you will oppose the motion. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I'm flipping the coin now. Heads or tails?
Tails.
Tails. And we've got tails. Okay. All right, then. It means that you're supporting the motion that senior secondary specialization between arts and science is a net positive, which means that Demilade will oppose that senior secondary specialization between arts and science is a net positive. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, it will be time for our debaters to present their points. We're going to start with the motion supporter, Fabian, and then we'll move on to the motion opposer, Debulade. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Ajikede Burak.
My name is Anna
Rabo. My name is Brian McClement.
My name is Ola Princess.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In Mary's research, Nigeria has set out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flaunt.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, Obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Buddy Spray.
It's time now for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with Fabian Chibundu, 13 years old, in JS3 at Cayley College. Your 3 minutes start now.
There's specialization in everything. Everyone has a role to play in the society, and no one can do everything. Good day, panel of judges, moderator, timekeeper, fellow co-debater, and my listening audience. My name is Fabian Chibundu from Cayley College, and I'm here to propose the notion that senior secondary school specialization in arts and science is a net positive. Though many people think it, but this system is in no way limiting. Seeing as Nigeria runs a 6-3-4 system since 1989, which states that before the 3 years of specialization in senior secondary school, students are introduced to both art and science in their earlier 9 years, making them grasp a bit of the art and science before they are segmented to only the science and the arts. This system also informs students of other occupations that could be achieved within their area of specialization. If I want to become a medical practitioner, because of this system, I also know that I can achieve being a physicist or a chemist. This system also gives and streamlines students' focus into the subject that they need to reach their aspired goal, or what they want to study in the tertiary institution. Someone that wants to study law in the tertiary institution or become a lawyer, because of this system, would have studied government and had a basic knowledge on the constitution. This system is so advanced that it attracts other countries of today who want to tap into this intellect by inviting senior secondary school graduates of this system to study in their tertiary institutions. Yes, this system has also made a lot of world giants. People like Professor Soludo, one-time governor of CBN and incumbent governor of Anambra State. And also people like Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, who has passed through this system and is now the current director of World Trade Organization. And to add to that, she's also the first female and first African to achieve this feat, and many other people who have done this. This system, if Nigeria ran a system in which it was generalized from the primary school, secondary, they reach tertiary institution, it will make it hard for students to adapt to the new specialization system in tertiary institution, making them a jack of all trades, master of none. Yes, it's a fact that this system is being run by many countries of today, but still, that doesn't mean it's inefficient. Rather, if implemented or executed properly, this system is indeed a net positive. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done, Fabian. Good job. Let me remind you, Lagos, we're streaming this live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can watch the children live. We're also streaming live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Senior secondary specialization between arts and science is a net positive. We have in the studio with us two amazing debaters. You just heard from 13-year-old JS3 student at Cayley College, Fabian Chibundu. And he has just debated in support of the motion that senior secondary specialization between arts and science is a net positive. Now let's hear from his opponent, Demilade. Demilade is 12 in JS3 at New Estate Baptist Secondary School. Demilade, your 3 minutes start now.
Non-specialization can be defined as not limiting one study to a particular area of concentration or field of study. Specialization between arts and science in senior secondary can be very limiting, while non-specialization helps students to gain broader knowledge in both arts and science. Good day, respectable chairman, impartial panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, intelligent co-debater, and indispensable audience. I go by the name Akifendi Oluwadimlade Ife. I'm a proud student of New State Baptist Secondary School, and I'm opposing the motion which said senior secondary specialization between arts and science is a net positive. Not specialization between arts and science in senior secondary is a net positive due to these unique points of mine. One is, it increases the chances of employability. Having knowledge in both arts and science places one at the edge of employability. This is because in major interviews today, employers are seeking for candidates who can multitask and at the same time have general foundational knowledge in both arts and science. And it also helps to discover strengths. Take, for example, a renowned novelist such as Chinua Achebe. He was first given admission to study medicine in the University College in Ibadan, but when he discovered his strengths in writing, he switched over to literature. This was only possible due to non-specialization. If he had specialized in science, he wouldn't have discovered that he had strengths in writing, which was in art. So non-specialization helped him to gain popularity as he became a renowned African novelist. It spurs creativity. Non-specialization between art and science spurs creativity. This is because most Nigerians who migrate abroad later find solace in their handiwork rather than what they studied in the university. And this is because of necessity. When necessity is experienced, innovation is compulsory, because necessity, they say, is the father of innovation, and it is advantageous in hard economy. Taking Nigeria as a case study, where we see many youths who later end up not doing what they studied in the university, and necessity was responsible for this. An example is those in the banking industry. Many of these youth didn't study any banking related course, but are major employees to carry out banking activities. This is because of they didn't specialize between art and science in senior secondary school. Some of these youth may have specialized in science in their university days, but because of economic hardship, they later found themselves in the banking industry, and they were only able to succeed because of non-specialization. One of the gainful things about non-specialization is the opportunities it creates in face of economic hardship. It also makes one indispensable. This is because one's employer would find it very difficult to lay one off as a result of having knowledge in both arts and science. It also boosts confidence. A successful lecturer should have a foundational knowledge in both arts and science, as it enables that lecturer to explain concepts better. With this valid point of mine, I hope I've been able to convince you and not confuse you on my reasons for opposing this motion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Demilade. Well done. Well done to both of you. You just listened to Demilade Akinfende, who is 12 years old in JS 3 at New Estate Baptist Secondary School, University of Lagos. She opposed Chibundu Fabian, who is 13 in JS 3 at Cayley College, and they both debated that senior secondary specialization between arts and science is a net positive. Well done to you both. Your first round is done. Your second round is coming up. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, Lagos, it'll be time for the rebuttal round. During the rebuttal round, they will go after the points that the opponents have made. The rebuttal round is typically the make it or break it round. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. This is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Ajike Deborah.
My name is Anna
Rabo. My name is Brian McClemens.
My name is Ola Princess.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In Mary's research, Nigeria has set out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flood.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Buddy Spray.
It's time now for the rebuttal round. This time we'll start with the motion opposer, Demilade. Your 2 minutes start now.
Okay, so my opponent there talked about non-specialization, making one become jack of all trade, master of none. But I tell you, non-specialization makes one become jack of all trades, master of all. This is because of the opportunity it creates in face of hard economy, such as Nigeria we see here today. Like I said earlier, I placed an example about those in the banking industry. Many of these youths didn't study any banking related course, but because of economic hardship later found themselves working in a banking institution. This was only due to non-specialization between arts and science in senior secondary school. If they didn't have a foundational knowledge about that field of study, they wouldn't have been able to even get a job opportunity. And another example is Larry Peters. He's a medical doctor and a very renowned writer. He writes books. At the same time, he's also a medical doctor. So this is another example of what non-specialization can do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. You had one whole minute left there. All right, let's come to Fabian now. Fabian, your 2 minutes start now.
All processes daily observed are remain the same. My opponent stated that this system is limiting. But like I earlier stated, this system actually exposes students to both arts and science in their earlier nine years of education, meaning that they actually have a foundation in arts and science. Maybe these people that he stated would have known that they actually have strength in arts because of they actually had a foundation from their earlier stage of education. That is why this system was adopted. The students will be able to pick which area of specialization that they have based on their interest, their ability in the subjects, and also their aspired goal. You also mentioned that the employees are mainly trusted in because of their ability to multitask. But is it better to have basic knowledge of everything and have complex knowledge of what you actually studied in and what your job itself is based on? May I ask you that question? Which one do you think is better? You also said it hinders creativity. Does it actually really hinder creativity? We all know that because poets and writers wrote about people being able to fly, that made scientists have the zeal to make airplanes and jets. But if these people weren't creative and complex in their own areas of specialization, would these two have come together to impact the world on a grander scale? Said it boosts confidence. Someone that has confidence in one area of specialization will be able to battle and fight for that area of specialization when put on the battlefront of education. So now may I ask, does these questions and your opinions state if this thing is not in a positive? If all I've said is true, and if this system is actually limiting, then how come the economy of Nigeria has grown and we've been able to grow and make world giants that have impacted the world on a grander scale? In my opinion, and I'll continue to say, because of this system has built an educational foundation and is not limiting in any form, brings creativity in that area of specialization so they can come together and impact the world. This system is a net positive.
Thank you very much, Fabian Chibundu there, 13 years old, in JS3 at Cayley College. Well done. All right. Woo! Okay. Great job. Great job to both of you. Well done. We will take another break. And when we come back from this break, we'll find out if we have a winner who will be returning next week or if they've both moved into a tie. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. You have heard from 13-year-old JS3 student at Cayley College, Fabian Chibundu. You've also heard from 12-year-old JS3 student at New Estate Baptist Secondary School, Demilade Akifede. And they both debated that senior secondary specialization between arts and science is a net positive. We'd like to thank again our partners and sponsors for this edition of the I Beg to Differ Debate Tournament. Webster University Ghana is our prize sponsor. They're making sure that our winner goes home with a big fat check of 1 million naira. Obiwizi.com will provide prizes exist for our top debaters. There's a laptop in there. There's a phone in there. There are smart watches in there. It's amazing. RLG Communications providing tablets for our top finishers as well. They make everything from computers to electricity prepaid meters. They are an original equipment manufacturer based in Ilesha. And Storm Body Spray providing gift bags for all the students. So they're not only going to smell great, they're also going to debate great. And Booker Hut is our food sponsor, making sure that our debaters are well fed. I'm so grateful to all these partners, all these sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor, there's still some time to get on board. I beg to differ. Let's take that break now. When we come back, it will be time for the results. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Ajike Deborah.
My name is Anna Rabo.
My name is Brian McClemens.
My name is Ola Pisces.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In Mary's research, Nigeria sets against an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flaunt.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM.
This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, Obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
To differ debate tournament.
In Mary's research, Nigeria sets against an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flaunt.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM.
This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, Obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
Thank you to both of you for a wonderful debate, but there can only be one winner. The results have given, the judges have given me your results. And I have to say that you both gave us a fantastic debate. And whoever goes home today, I hope that you apply again because you were both really fantastic debaters. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Welcome back to I Beg to Differ Lagos. Remember that you can watch live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. And of course, you can share your thoughts with us on the live stream or via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. If you just tuned in, the tournament is back. Today is the final playoff match. We are picking right now the debater who gets the final spot in the top 16. From Monday, the round of 16 begins, and we're going to have two debates every day until we get our top 8 who move on to the quarterfinals, and then our top 4 who move on to the semifinals, and then the top 2 who are in the finals, and then finally our one winner who wins 1 million naira. Webster University is our prize sponsor. Obiwizi.com gives us prizes for the top debaters. RLG Communications will provide tablets for the top finishers. Storm Body Spray is providing goodie bags for all our top 16. Booker Hot is making sure that our top debaters who make it to the live show are well fed. Our debaters today are 13 years old and 12 years old. Fabian Chibundu is 13. He's in JS3 at Kaylee College, and Demilade Akinfede is 12 in JS3 at New Estate Baptist Secondary School. And they both debated that senior secondary specialization between arts and science is a net positive. Fabian supported the motion. Demilade opposed the motion. In the presentation round, Fabian scored 28. Demilade scored 28. For presentation style, the judges awarded Fabian 23 and awarded Demilade 23 as well. During the rebuttal round, the judges thought that Fabian scored 20 and Demilade scored 11. For rebuttal style, Fabian scored 20, Demilade scored 23. The 16th seed for the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament, starting off next week, winning with 91 points to 85, is Fabian Chibundu. Congratulations, Fabian. Well done. Thank you. Good job. And well done to you, Demilade. You are a fantastic debater. And I do hope that we see you again. I would love to see you apply again. Promise me that you're going to apply again.
I will surely do that.
Okay, great. I love that spirit because you are really, really good. And I'd love to see you again. And, you know, by then you're going to get better because you have skills. You have mad skills. Okay. Thank you to both of you for doing this. Fabian, we'll send you an email with your topic and who you'll be facing. You'll most likely be back here next week, Monday. So we'll send you that email today so that you can start getting ready for your debate on Monday. But thank you for coming. We've got refreshments waiting for you downstairs from Booker Hot. Go on out, go on down, and enjoy yourselves and have yourselves a fantastic week.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.